views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m., live on the airwaves, and that's Pacific time, and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm if you're listening later. So the energetic shifts are still available. When you listen later, a lot of people report that they can feel themselves shifting just by listening in. You don't have to be listening right now. This is due to the Higher Self Network, which I call HSN. The Higher Self Network is when we're communicating at a higher level without having to use modern day techniques, I guess, basically is what you'd say. So I am doing the show solo today with my dragons, and the dragons are at Tales from the Vector, and that is T-A-I-L-S from the vector.com. And if you are wanting to take a look at them as I go through, you can go there and take a look at what they look like. I started painting this deck 11 years ago. And I was told at that time 64 cards. And so I'm happy to report that I just finishing up another dragon right now. Her name is Sensuality, and she's really beautiful. She's a dragonfly. She'll be done by tonight. And I'm like really happy about that. So I have been kind of on a very creative part in my life. And this is what happens at this time of year for me. I chose a while back that I was not going to go crazy at Christmas like I used to, and it's been really, really relaxing and enjoyable, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about on today's show, is because I'm getting a lot of people, you know, emailing me, phoning me. They're kind of in a panic. It's challenging, you know, if you have someone pass at this time of year. There's a death in the family or there's sickness. I like to be here for people. And so that's why I kind of wanted to leave the phone lines open today. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And I'd be happy to shift any energy, even if it's just like wanting to have your Christmas dinner go smoothly and to have, you know, a fun time with the relatives. And so a lot of people will say, oh, you know, I'm spending Christmas at blah, blah, blah's house, or I'm going to here for Christmas. What I say is don't spend time with your family, invest in time with them. And so this is a beautiful, there's many, many things I love, love, love about this time of year. It's, you know, fun to get together and to, you know, with the little kids all excited, all of that. So it's, you know, there's lots of really, really wonderful things at this time of year. I just want to make sure I'm here for people who are maybe feeling a little bit lost at this time of year. It's something that what the number one weakness for it, the card that I pulled up, was actually the disruption card. And the disruption card in the deck is, disruption is a common tactic that is used to purposely prevent a system, process, or event to proceed as usual by creating a disturbance. So most people who indulge in the fantasy of the holiday season underestimate the degree to which they are diverted from their goals. And creating the magical event of Christmas while you're pursuing career goals and raising brilliant children and looking great while doing it is really hard work, as anyone who has ever put on an event knows. And so for, you know, dessert, we, after, like, it starts kind of at Thanksgiving in the United States. It's right before Christmas. And then it goes until, like, pretty much the mid-January. And so for a lot of people at this time, you know, trying to get work done and get things done, it's challenging because everybody's got this extra event that they're preparing for. And so it's really a good time. And especially right now, we just had that Gemini full moon and, you know, Mercury went into retrograde, and people will talk quite a bit about when Mercury is in retrograde that, you know, communication breaks down and, you know, all sorts of things are happening for sure. But the good part about Mercury in retrograde is that the planet, I should just explain what Mercury in retrograde means. It just means that, you know, Gemini, that is actually ruled by the planet Mercury. And Mercury is about communication. Mercury is about being able to communicate well, you know, quick wit, all of that. And so when it appears, the planet isn't actually going backwards. It just appears to be from our view from the Earth. And so what happens, though, when that happens, a lot of times it does affect communication and usually technology. And it also can affect communication, you know, between people, relationships that people have with each other. And so what we want to do is we want to strengthen everybody here right now to get into a place where they're strong to communicating at a high level, and recognizing that, you know, when we get together with family, it's usually very charged because a lot of times we maybe haven't seen them for a long time. And, you know, we're kind of moving into this place where, you know, we maybe have changed and, you know, they haven't. And there's so many things that people get kind of caught up in. And so what I wanted to do is just strengthen everybody to have really strong communication during this time. And, you know, Mercury in retrograde, when the good thing about this time of year and it being right, the bad thing about it at this time of year is, of course, communication, technology breaking down, and people are traveling. Everybody's trying to get all around the world. Everybody's trying to get somewhere on the same few days. And so, you know, when there's issues with that, people, you know, flights being canceled, all those kinds of things. So we want to recognize that's the part that's challenging. But the good part is if you use this time just to reflect and to really gather yourself and to rest a bit, you know, this is the time of year. Like I said, I love to do my paintings at this time of year. And it gives, when I get into that creative flow, you know, and that would be like the generator card. That's that's the second card in the deck. The generator is about being in the flow, allowing the energy to flow through, being in a place where, you know, you can get creative solutions that you pull from inside of yourself. It's a good time to go quiet right now. And I know that sounds kind of, it's challenging because there's the Christmas concerts for the kids and there's all the shopping and you know, all of this extra stuff, the decorating. But when it would be a really good idea for everybody just to have a bit of time and to recognize that to be able to be with family and to be able to be in a good place with that you need to be strong within yourself. And so, you know, after the break, we're going to have, I just wanted to mention the phone lines are open. You can call 1-800-930-2819. And after the break, I thought what I would do is have a kind of a meditation or a correction for everybody to be in this place where they're strong, to having people come into the, you know, come into their homes and be in a really strong place to be able to sort of take charge of the energy wherever you're going. And I'm going to explain just a few little tools that people can use to kind of help things go smoother. And a lot of times throughout the years, when I've done this, people, you know, report that their events go a lot smoother. You know, people were a lot happier. People that used to argue didn't. And this is sort of with energy work, what we can do is kind of look into the future a bit and kind of recognize if there's any energetic weaknesses there. And if we shift those energetic weaknesses before the people arrive, then we might be really, really happily surprised by how smooth things actually go. And this is something that, you know, you can use for business, you can use this for health, you can use it for a lot of things. But at this time of year, to use it to have a kind of like a nice, smooth day, you know, correcting the issues around traveling, all of those things. And just being in a place where if things don't go exactly the way you want them to, that you have kind of like a backup plan so that, you know, you're not losing it on the day. And so we're going to take a short break here right away. And you're listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan. And as I said, I have my dragons from Tales from the Vector today. And you can call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this short break and we'll make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. My guests today are my dragons from Tales from the Vector, which you can find at talesfromthevector.com, T-A-I-L-S. Before I work on what I said I was going to do before the break, I just want to make sure I let people know that there is no, if you've been going to the Holistic Fair to see me in Kelowna here, if you're in the area, there is no Holistic Fair in December, but I will be back there in January, on January 28th. And I do have a Float Your Boat tele-shifting call on December 21st. That call is still available. You can purchase those at I think it's $39.99 for one session, and it's an hour and a half call that's recorded, and the first 25 people that are able to send me an issue that they want me to work on. I don't mention names on the call because it is recorded, but I shift energy for people. It's a little bit more specific then. And what I do is I take the entire group and pull all that energy together and boost each other's energy so that the person that's doing the best on that call, we strengthen ourselves to all be at a higher level on that level. And that is December 21st. You can go to www.thetruthisfunny.com if you want to look at that. And I'm also really excited. I've been asked to speak at the Illuminate 2018 Psychic Fair, which is going to be happening right here in Kelowna at the Capri Hotel on January 19th, 20th, and 21st. I really feel like that's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. If you want to call in to have anything shifted, 1-800-930-2819. And I was talking before the break that I wanted to just give people a few little tools that they can use so that things go a little bit smoother maybe when at their family gatherings. So one of the things, the first thing that came up is, like I said, all this traveling that everybody's doing, and it's, here in Canada, quite often, it just snowed today again. Yesterday I was raking leaves. Today I'm going to be shoveling snow. So we want to strengthen that with a Safe Travels card. And the Safe Travels card is number 5 in the deck. And this little dragon is actually from Winnipeg, from Manitoba, actually, in Canada. And it has the Aurora Borealis in the background. And this one is about kind of letting go of the ego. But this is our safe traveling card. Like, if you put this card with passports, with your traveling papers, if you put it in your car, I have it in my car, just to remind you and the energy from the card to be safe in your travels. So that was coming up for a lot of people, is the thought of traveling and getting there and concern about, the weather, etc. And so we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, like just to let go of the concern. As we all know, part of what's coming up here is we know that the weather is not in our control, yet our governments are controlling the weather, we're being told. So that's coming up weak for everybody. Like, which one is it? And why are they, what is happening there? So we're just going to, when I say strengthen, I mean, what we want to do is we want to put some energy into our spine. And so that, because if you consider yourself to be like a binary computer, binary means that you have one of two choices. And in this case, the choice is either you're energetically in alignment or you're out of alignment. So when I say that the energy is weak, I don't mean that the person is weak or that, it's more that the energy, the words that the person are saying, the story that they are telling themselves, the action they're about to take or the actions that other people are going to take are, that they are not energetically in alignment with that. And so that's what I mean when I say the energy goes weak. And so when you, if you considered yourself to be a binary computer, the hard drive of that computer would be your central nervous system, and and your heart is what you plug into. So it's kind of like if you put some strength into your spine, and, you know, like really correct your posture, and you can squeeze your buttocks to make sure that you have some tension there. And you just think about running the energy up and down your spine like a zipper, like zip, 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 just really fast like that. Some people will see, you know, like use a light, or they'll see a color or whatever. And the what you want to do is you want to pull your energy inward, so that that's where you're going to get the answers that are applicable for your situation. We're all very, very unique human beings here. We have, you know, many, many things happening, and every single person, while they're an individual, they're also connected to everything out there. And that's because we're all, you know, basically, if you want to, the science behind it, we're made up of atoms, and so is everything made up of atoms. And, you know, the space in between the atoms is really the glue that holds everything together. And so, you know, we want to be putting some energy into our spine. And if we run the energy up and down very quickly, it's like giving your computer like a reboot or a reset. And so if you do that and you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, when you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, you are actually connecting yourself to your source energy. You're actually putting the governing channel, like all the energy coming in from around you. It would be like that generator card, the flow card. This is what I'm talking about getting in touch with the flow. And so a lot of people at this time of year are also saying that they're very exhausted. This is the other thing that people are telling me. And so you'd be surprised if when you're really, really feeling a little bit, if you're feeling a little bit like weak or tired and you don't have the energy, if you put some energy into your spine, and you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, you're instantly connected to source. It allows you to take that 1 or 2 or 3 seconds to not, you know, say something. And so, this is important, because a lot of times what happens is when people are feeling a little bit stressed out, or they're feeling like they're not quite 100% strong within themselves, they tend to blurt things out rather than stopping and allowing themselves to, you know, think about the question and then answer it. And so this kind of just grounds you for that little second before you open your mouth and say yes when you meant to say no. Like when people say, can you do this? Can you do that? A lot of people will just say, yes, yes, I can. And they feel that they have to do it. So we just want to strengthen that, you know, you're going to take the time for yourself to allow yourself to ground before you speak to other people and maybe blurt something out that you would rather you didn't say. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody. And we also want to strengthen the other weakness that was coming in is disappointment. So, what's coming up here is like trying to make a perfect day absolutely perfect. And perfectionists have a tendency to be like all or nothing. And that's kind of like a karmic space that people get into. And, you know, the all or nothing is like, that brings up the jealousy card. And the jealousy card in the deck is like one of those karmic spaces. And so a lot of times, when families get together and people who are, who don't have a family to gather with, or someone has just passed away. And I've had, at this time of year, it is not uncommon for people, and this is the transition card in the deck. The transition card came up this morning also. So a lot of people have a tendency to make their transition right before Christmas or right after. And it's kind of like the energy is that people want to stay together as a family, so they hold on. A lot of people, when they're ill or when they're in a position, older people that are, reaching the end of their life, a lot of times they'll hang on until Christmas, or they don't quite make it is what's coming up. And so just strengthening for everybody, I've had several people, contact me. This is their first Christmas without a particular loved one, or someone's sick in the hospital. And, it's challenging to overcome that. But if you recognize that, you know, there is no wrong time for people to make their transition. And that if that happens, you still do have the ability to connect, you know, with people on the other side. And this is something that comes up a lot around this time of year, the sadness around this. Just want to correct that for the people out there that are experiencing that right now. If you go to your heart and you just feel all the love that you have for that person and allow all the love that that person has for you coming in, this feeling quite often when you do this, if you're shifting the energy like I am right now, you'll feel kind of a warmth come in your chest. And it's kind of like a feeling of like a tingling, happy feeling is how the best way to describe it. And we just want to allow it. See, a lot of times people are feeling so sad that someone has left that they don't really, they feel that they have to grieve. And so we want to just allow that, you know, the grieving process to take place. At the same time, we want to allow for this love to come in. So we just strengthen the love that you have for that person and the love that they have for you. And then, you know, going to like all the things you like about them. And, you know, and so that right away goes to things that you miss. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody that, you know, missing out. And like not being able to be with loved ones. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen for everybody that on some level you are able to do that. The generator card and the raw card. Raw card is the first card. That's the source energy card. We're always connected to source. We always have the ability to connect to source. And we're just going to strengthen that. Through that source energy, we're able to connect on some level with all of our loved ones, whether they're close on this plane or they're on another one. We'll continue with this, and we have a caller that I am going to take after this next break. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. This is Colette Marie Stephan. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell. Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. As I said, you can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and also at talesfromthevector.com. And I'm also available on Facebook and you know, all the social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. We have someone calling in here. It is Janet from British Columbia, in Canada here. Are you there, Janet?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say my issues already dropped from probably about an 8 to a 5. And what I was wanting to ask is about kind of split families, either because the kids get married and they're spending it with the other side of the family, or whether you're the one who they're not with this year, or whether, you know, it's children who have to go from one family member to the other because of split family.
Okay, that's a really awesome topic to bring up, because that's really coming up for a lot of people. These days, there's so many families that are separated or divorced, and I do have a card for that, for strengthening relationships around that. The divorce card, that's the sixth card in the deck. And that's, you know, the separation, that's what's coming up week. So we're just going to, you know, like being separated. It just brings up a lot of issues, actually, from war is what's coming up. Like, a lot of the people in North America are, you know, originally from somewhere else, like from Europe. And a lot of them have been displaced. And so it's kind of coming up like a weakness to Christmases past, the disappointments that come in, like the number one weakness today that I'm picking up for a lot of people. And there's a lot of sadness out there right now around this, is not being able to be with loved ones. And so, and for little children, that comes up, you know, we want to recognize that children under the age of 10 generally are going to be affected by the energy of their parents and their grandparents and their culture at a much higher level than children that are a little bit older. Once children get past the age of 10, they have a tendency to start really moving into a direction of, you know, wanting to be on their own and being more individual. But up to that point, a lot of that, like especially with very young babies, toddlers, and, you know, children like kindergarten age and, you know, like lower school age, a lot of the problems, a lot of the issues that come up are the issues that are from their parents. And so a lot of this comes like because people feel this deep sadness, like if perhaps they can't afford to buy the gift that their child wants, or they don't have the money to, that's what, it's coming up financial. And so a lot of times when families have a split like that, there are more financial issues. So we just want to strengthen everybody to the creative solutions around that. And so, with children, that if they're at one place or they're at the other, it creates a deep sadness in them. This is what I'm feeling. It's like a deep grief, because, Christmas is supposed to be about family and the holidays are about family. And it's like what's coming up is the guilt that children feel. And actually, this guilt is coming more from the parents. So as a parent, and especially particularly for mothers, you know, I wrote the book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, and it's stuff you wish your mom had known to tell you. This is the number one reason I wrote this book, is that for a lot of mothers in particular, Mothers are taught to worry about their children. Parents are taught, you know, if you worry. My mom used to be the best worrier ever. She thought if she worried about everything hard enough and long enough and prayed hard enough that nothing bad would ever happen. And it's actually exactly the opposite. So we want to be in a place where we recognize, you know, it's the helplessness. That's what's coming up for a lot of the parents, for you right now, like being feeling helpless and hopeless. And this is like because there's no solution for this Christmas is what's coming up. So it's comforting to know that as a mother, if we have a concern, or as a father, if we have a concern about our child, quite often that concern comes from us. And if we shift it in ourselves, then we can also shift it in our children. And so, a lot of mothers being taught to worry, instead of worrying, what you can do is you can just get in touch with your child, with the energy from your child. And mothers and fathers do this all the time. We're all familiar with this. When all of a sudden we get, you know, someone's, our child pops into our head and we just know we got to call them. They need help. They're in trouble, whatever. And we all have this instinct within us, and we are all very intimately, closely connected to our children. So at any given moment, when we think about our children and we feel guilty or sad or we're concerned about them, they're going to feel that energy on somewhere inside of themselves also. And so what we want to do is we want to, as I said, run the energy up and down our spine, put our tongue on the roof of our mouths. It's kind of like pressing delete. It's like deleting something off a programming in your computer. And when we can do this for ourselves, and we can picture our child and we can picture their spine and running the energy up and down, it's amazing how beneficial that is for especially really young children. And even if they're in a different city or if they're anywhere, I do remote sessions all the time. That's mostly how I work. And the shifting from this is substantial. As soon as a mother quits worrying and decides, okay, I'm going to see my child happy. I'm going to have a picture in my head, colorful, bright, of my child getting, sometimes what's coming up here is that sometimes it's better if a child doesn't get what they want. So we want to strengthen that for everybody. Like, sometimes people confuse their wants with needs and their needs with wants. And what we really need is, as human beings, is we need food, water, we need to be, warmth. And some people, on this planet at this time don't even have that. And that's kind of the sadness that's creeping in, is that at this time of year, for a lot of people, it's kind of like enjoying. I don't know about everybody else out there, but I find that I have a lot more fun when the people around me are also having fun. And so this is kind of coming up for you in particular, your deep sadness is, why can't everybody have fun? And everybody can have fun. We're just going to strengthen that. We're going to, being in a place, that's the attitude card. That is the shooting star. She's the first, she's from the base chakra. This is the survival card. This is about attitude. And so I see this all the time. I have clients that have horrendous things going on in their life where they've had a real challenging, tough life. And then, they've been able to overcome it by having an attitude that's really I don't want to say positive. It's more like having an attitude that they're going to make the choice to enjoy their life regardless. And so we want to strengthen that for you and for everybody else and for all the children around that, that maybe may feel some disappointment this Christmas. And, disappointment is not necessarily always like a negative thing. And sometimes disappointment has a very strong effect on people. It can move people to do wonderful things. And so we're just going to strengthen all of that. I just want to check in with you, Janet, and just see what number are you at now? Like on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like, it was really, really bothering you, and then going down to a 0. I'm just getting that your number. Where are you on that scale right now?
I would say I'm virtually 0. It's way lighter and way lighter.
Okay, because there's just a little bit more coming up from, and it feels like you're clear, but the perception of other people. So we want to just strengthen this. It's coming up anniversary of loss. Did you have someone pass in around this time of year?
Yeah, a little earlier in December, yeah.
Okay, so we're just going to strengthen that for you, the connection, the love, the lightness of that. You know, we're just going to strengthen the, is this the first Christmas without?
Second,
okay. Yeah, okay, so we're going to strengthen that. Like, it's kind of like people think, oh, the first one is going to be the hardest. But a lot of times people are still in shock almost, especially if it's that close. So we're going to strengthen this to let go of that. And this is more for other people out there, I'm getting, and then for the coming Christmases, you know, just being able to invite that person in. I have to take a quick break here right now, but when I come back, I want to thank you for calling in, and you feel neutral to it now, and I'll just share a little bit more about this with people when we come back from the break. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. This is Colette Marie Stephan. I'm working with my dragon cards today and clearing some energy for Christmas. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I just love to connect with all of you. And, you know, I just wanted to thank Janet for calling in and expressing what a lot of, you know, what some people are feeling about. But on a lighter note, I also want to say that, you know, it's easy to really put yourself into this place of happiness if you just allow yourself to shift. And allow yourself to, what's coming up is just allowing yourself to let go of any guilt for celebrating when other people aren't, you know, able to. And so we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. And what came in right away about this is like the new year coming up. And see, at this time of year, a lot of people are kind of reviewing, oh my goodness, like it's December. I kind of woke up doing that this morning myself, like, whoa, like it's, you know, 2017 is almost over. And it's kind of like, wow, where did that year go? You know, it's been, and so many wonderful things have occurred for me this year. And then on another level, so many things have been so challenging. And, you know, I wrote a book about that too, Life Sparks. And I tell the story of how I ended up getting into energy work and the story about my dad and how, you know, in his struggles. And many times, like my dad was collapsed in, you know, one day in 36 hours later, he was paralyzed from head to toe. And so that first Christmas, he was in the hospital, like after that happened. And, it, you know, you have little kids and you're going back and forth to the hospital and going to visit him. But my dad always, you know, he always maintained a good sense of humor most of the time through this. And, you know, the next Christmas, my dad was like, you know, he was recovering and he was able to come home for Christmas. So that was really cool. But he was, you know, it was still challenging because he was still really sick and we had to get him back to the hospital. But, he, you know, and so just strengthening all the people out there that are kind of going through that sort of thing. But then, you know, like the third year, my dad actually was home for Christmas. And then, you know, in the end, he was up and down on this, he learned how to walk. He learned how to talk. He learned how to eat. He learned how to breathe again on his own. It was a very challenging time for him and for all of us. And when he passed, it was like 6 months later that he passed in July. And 6 months later, my mom's identical twin passed on Boxing Day. So I do understand what it's like for people who are in that position. And I want you to know that that they're grab the happy moments, because there are some very happy moments when you're with people at that time also. And so focusing on that and focusing like kind of where you want to go in the coming year and holding a real clear vision of that, letting go of kind of what you should have done, what you could have done, what you would have done, and recognize that, you know, you're still here and, you know, we're moving into a new year. That's for sure. Having said that, if you didn't accomplish your goals for this year yet, and you think you're running out of time, and you're thinking, like I promised myself at the end of this year, I was going to have this and this and this. What you can do is just, you know, recognize that New Year's Day is just another day. And if you kind of miss out on getting everything done for New Year's Day by the Gregorian calendar, you can go to the Chinese New Year's. And, you know, if you go, if you look it up, there's about 20 New Year's around the world. Different people celebrate the New Year at different times. And so all is not lost. It's challenging to take stock at this time of year when you're also busy doing all the extra stuff for the celebration. And I'm getting for a lot of people that, you know, a lot of people make New Year's resolutions. And, I just wanted to say, like, if a lot of people will make their New Year's resolution to lose weight. And if they're not in alignment with that, especially when you're eating all the chocolate and the eggnog and all the other stuff, it's kind of funny. A lot of people will make that to be a New Year's resolution. And probably in the new year, I will actually have a special call or something around this, because people really do get, you know, triggered that by that. And so it's strengthening everybody that, anytime the number one weakness for losing weight for people is actually most people have a weakness to losing anything. Like if you think about losing your car keys, the first thing you do is you go out to find them. And then you find them and you've got them back. Well, it can be very much the same with losing weight. And, you know, at this time of year, it's kind of challenging because, as I said, there's all the extra goodies out there. And that's just strengthening everybody to that. That's what the number one weakness for most people listening right now is. Also, the next one a lot of people want to do is they want to get organized. And you know, these dragon cards are amazing for that. These cards can be used for feng shui. And as you put them around the house, what I love about my cards is they don't just remind you of your goals or, you know, what's bothering, you know, like how to find a creative solution for what's bothering you. But they also actually energetically shift energy. And a lot of people are reporting this right now that, you know, when they play with the cards, it's like the problems that they're having, they feel better. And so that makes my heart sing because that was the whole point behind it. And that brings up like Unfettered, the card Unfettered. She's a beautiful dragon. She's flying through the air. She's from the heart chakra and also for the universal heart. And she wanted her presence known right now. You know, open your heart up. Allow yourself to, you know, be where you want to be. Allow yourself to feel. Allow yourself to feel the sadness. Allow yourself to feel the anger or whatever. And then allow yourself to clear it. And allow yourself, you know, to have a good attitude and move forward with that. And this is for a lot of people. For a lot of people, it's kind of the throat chakra dragon is now coming up. And this dragon is one that I just finished. Her name is Harmony. And as I say her name, see, I can feel all this energy coming in of people wanting to be able to speak their truth, being able to say really how they feel. And so just strengthening that and recognizing that you know, the throat chakra, Harmony Shield, that card will be out in the new year, probably, you know, around April. I'll be bringing out the new cards that I've done. And she's a very beautiful dragon. I have her posted on my Facebook page. I'll put her up sometime today or tomorrow. Harmony. So Harmony wants to come in now and just recognizing that, you know, we have this opportunity right now to gather with people of all kinds. And so if we can't gather with our family, we can gather with friends. If we don't have friends, we can gather with community. And this is what's coming up, is we want to strengthen that for everybody, finding community right now, being able to be in a place where whatever situation you're in, that like a magnet, you're going to attract the love. And from your heart, open your heart up, allow that love to come in, and also be able to speak your truth. Like, and Harmony, Harmony, we could all use a little bit more of that right now. So just strengthening that. And for everybody out there, just recognizing that when we're feeling down, sometimes the greatest gift we can give to ourself is to gift others just with a smile. And so I just want to thank everybody for listening in on the show. And I want to thank Janet for calling in. And we will be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. It has been a pleasure to connect with all of you. We'll be back next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Bye.